Blog Talk Radio.
Those that know it and you want to stand and sing it with us, it's okay.
Church choir, you can stand right where you are. Song says, I do. Oh, no, no, yes. Let's say that again. I really do.
Yes, he is. Yes, yes.
He was there late in the midnight. Lord, I love you. Yes, I do love Jesus. I really do love him, I think. I do. Lord, I love him. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Lord, I love
him. My. Praise God, because I love you. It's a good thing to start off the word saying that you love the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you for your love and your peace that you give us when we do wake up. Because sometimes we just need to be still and hear you say, well done. Have you ever just had God just woke you up and he said, well done to you? And you said, man, what did I do? I didn't do nothing. But you know what you did? You woke up and you gave thanks to him. God wants us to send us some thanks to him. You know, not just sitting up what he can do for you, but just who he is. Because I found out, my brothers, that he's worthy to be praised. I found out he's an awesome God. Man, I just really love him, man, because it takes a lot. I know we say it a lot, man, but it takes a lot to do this every day. You know, the life is kind of order, you know, and set aside. Man. That let me know that everyone about listening to me and everyone is participating in prayer. I just want them to listen. It takes a lot, man, because, you know, we probably doing more, well, I know we are, more than the average church goer. You know, I'm talking about literally go to church every time they can get the door open up. But God has been blessing us and said, I just want to get closer, Reverend. Reverend, I just want to get closer to him. I just want to be somewhere that where I hear some positive stuff sometimes. You know, I just so much negativity. I'm not talking about no president race and all this whole stuff. I'm talking about this life in general, man. We got two more people in the church, you know. We got tested positive, you know. You know, and Corona, you know, talking about the hollies, you know, talking about, and I just saying how, I mean, you know, brother, you know, it's just more of them than they got tested positive. Just think about it. They're not in the hospital though, you know, talking about, but they are been tested positive of it. You know, talking about, they could have been laying on one of the ventilations, you know, talking about, can't breathe, you know. But I've learned something, but I've seen something, just been walking with it, Reb. You can testify to this, you know, you could be good one day with it, too, you know.
Yes, sir.
Doing fine, but like it turned around, and it can take, in turn, we call it the worst. But we know God will be done, you know. We can't predict how he's person to, you know, respond to it, but we do know we can pray to God for healing. You know, we do know God is a healer. But boy, it's a lot of people living this thing. There's a life behind this COVID-19, man. It just cuts me this morning. I keep on saying, brother, it's getting closer and closer, Doc. You know, you sounding so strong now, you know, come on. I remember you couldn't even take one or two breaths, man, without, you know, choking up, you know. And I know you can testify, man. So if nobody else can, you know, I can't testify for you, but I do know one thing, you're my brother, so I want to say this here, man. I just thank God for him giving you another chance on this side, man.
Praise the Lord.
You know,
thank you,
Lord. It's a lot of people crying right now because their loved one gone. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And that boy don't have no age to it either. They used to say it was just a certain race, not getting everybody, you know. You used to say it'd be a certain age, that's getting everybody, man. You know, I'm gonna say keep people lifted up, man, you know. Maybe it might not be on your front door. Maybe not be might not be at your house right now. But I'm telling you, keep on playing with fire. My mama told me this. And I got a whooping behind it too, Reverend. Keep on playing with fire by you. That's what you told me.
Yes,
I spent that whole toilet roll of fire. I just wanted to see it burn. And she told my brother every time she thought about it, she whooped me. You know, and then that didn't work. They was cooking some on the stove. I wasn't number five. They said I couldn't be number I couldn't have been no more than two, almost two, you know. And I reached up there and stuck my hand in that sucker and see why that sucker was blank. Yes, sir, you know. They thought it was going to be a little firebug when I was, you know, but didn't know the Holy Ghost was going to be in the stomach. Didn't know the Holy Ghost was going to be in the ministry.
How about that?
You might catch that, you know. We learned about the Holy Ghost yesterday. But we learned about that Holy Ghost. It's something on the inside, working on the outside. It's going to change my life. You know, it ain't about how much I know. It's about who dwells in us, man. And I thank God for it because, brethren, I'm telling you, man, we're gonna keep them lifted up, man. We're gonna keep them lifted up. But also, man, we just want to pray for the one that they recovered from it. You know, they've been healed from it.
Yeah.
You know, what I'm talking about? Keep them. You know, because if you got it once, man, you know, we don't want to wish this on nobody. But you got it once, you got to be careful that you don't get it again. You know, what I'm talking about?
That's it.
So we've been in prayer with that. That's just been on my mind for a few hours, you know. Just want to thank God for this day. Thank God for how he really blessed the ministry. Thank him for how he teaches us, walking us through his word. Really, I'm just thanking for his love and his amazing grace. He don't have to do it, man. He didn't have to be with us. Matter of fact, he didn't have to put it on our mind to be doing what we're doing right now. But I remember my brothers that back line. You know what I'm talking about? And he was one of the ones who spoke the loudest. Brother Dexter, you know, he spoke the loudest, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let's go get a blog talk. Let's get a blog talk, man. Let's go put it on the front. You know? Because he wanted to be a fellowship. He wanted the people to hear what he had heard, what he was feeling. Because this is what it's about, worshiping and coming out. And what we do, the fellowship with one another, and fellowship in one another, you have to come in. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen a fellowship, nobody never said, don't never come in, you know what I'm talking about? But sometimes I know one of these days, anybody going to be able to stop you. You're going to be wanting to say something, Brother Randy. You're going to be wanting to say something, Brother Dad. You're going to be wanting to wave your hand because he's too good to not say thank you for another day. He is too good.
Right.
If you really know him, ain't no way you're going to sit online that long not to say, Lord, I just love you. I'm not saying nobody's ashamed to say that, but I'm just telling you, man, what kind of God we serve that we can't tell him thank you at least. Like what do you say? What happened to them guys, Reverend? What happened to them guys? They went off.
One like them legions.
The lepers. Yeah, the lepers.
Yeah.
One of the lepers. He healed them. It was 10 of them.
Yes, sir.
One came.
Yes, sir.
One came back.
One returned. Yeah.
And gave him thanks, man. You know what I'm talking about? I want to be that one. You know what I'm talking about? And thank him. You know what I'm talking about? If I'm on the one, I just want to be. Because you best believe it. The rest of them got healed, too. You best believe it. The rest of them got healed, too. I know I'm right about it.
Because
the book is plain, man. The book is plain.
Yes,
and he wants us, all of us, to come together like we do right now and lift him up. And when we're lifting him up, we're lifting up to gratify him, not ourselves. And I'm telling you, it's a good time to turn, Nicholas said, and return to God. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't have him right now, you can get him. You don't have to sit and remain the same like you are. You can change if you didn't know him. You know what I'm talking about? You can get to know him because he's a good man to know. You know, I love that. Yeah. I love that. That stuck to me while ago. I peep at that, brother. You don't mind if I'm doing that. Let's your brother got something.
Nah, you good, bro.
You good? Everybody good? Anybody have anything before we go on the prayer trip? Anybody?
Come on, get through it, my brother. Get through it.
Good, everybody good, okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come so humble to you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. We come, Lord, with our hearts and our minds focused on you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to keep us, Lord, as we go before the throne of grace, Lord. As we get in your word, reading your word, we ask you, Father God, that it's a bless us today, Lord. Give us a spiritual ear, Lord. Let us be sensitive to your love, Lord. Let us understand that you are in the midst of us, Lord. And if there's anybody got a stony heart, Lord, that can't receive the word, Lord, we just ask you to break that heart up so they can receive the word in praise, Lord, and thanksgiving. Let it be revealed to them that what you have for them this day, Lord. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, hide us behind the cross, Lord. Lord, let your word speak through us, Lord. Increase your knowledge and your wisdom, understanding to your people of this world, Lord. And let them know it's a spiritual world that we often live in, Lord. And we ask you to cover us, Lord, as we go higher and higher in this ministry, Lord. Father God, if there's any sickness right now, we pray, Father God, for healing, Lord. We plan for that you cover the body from the top of their head to the bottom of the feet, Lord. You know the ones that need the prayer, Lord. Father God, the ones that haven't heard for a while, Lord, we just ask you to cover them, Lord. Lord, bless them that they know that, Father God, that you're still with them, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you to cover our heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we love you, and thank you. Thank you. My brother, everybody there?
Yeah.
There was on my mind. It just popped back in my mind. Y'all mind? It just popped in because I thought about being gratitude. And it's two things right here. If you look at this lesson. You can learn two things in this lesson: the gratitude, and if you being gratitude, you need to turn back and give thanks for somebody done something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks.
Yeah, that's right.
The mother told us, when somebody give you something or do something for you, you say thank you. You know what I'm talking about? You don't walk around
that's
like
right.
You just, they just like they had to do it for you. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes people think they just mm-hmm. had to do something, but Brother Randy and Sister Bella, you said, you had to do that. My baby told me that one time, my mental child. You know what she told me? You got to work for me. That's what she told me. She was about 12 years old. I looked at her. I guess you were right, but she was so arrogant with it. So if she called me off guard, I blessed her with a little conversation. Though I told her, girl, I ain't got to do nothing. I could be a dead big dad. You know.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm doing this because I love you. You know, somebody, I, a lot of people wish they had somebody to do certain things. But they think we got to do it, right? They think we got to do it.
They think
we got to do it. Yeah. So I want to hit this. We had Luke over there. Doctor, we're talking to Dr. Luke today, y'all. Dr. Luke, chapter 17. We ain't going to hold you long. Promise we ain't going to hold you long. We ain't going to be long, y'all. Did I get your text?
Luke 17.
Yeah, Luke 17. Dealing with gratitude.
Amen.
Are you thankful for something that God have did for you? When the last time you went back and read it, thank the Lord. And most of our thanks should be in our deeds. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? God saved us to save someone else, man. I go to my favorite scripture all the time over there. And I read that scripture. And I put it in my heart. Because he said the devil's out to sift us like wheat. But he said he prayed for us that we fell it not.
Yeah.
And he said, and he told us that when we've been converted, go strengthen brethren. That's been in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Man. We got to strengthen brothers. We have to strengthen, man. We have to be there for them. Some of them probably don't own the Bible they pick up, man. You know what I'm talking about? Are we rewriting the Bible for them? You know, you really ain't got to do it like that. Don't do what they say. Do what they say. Do it like this. I'm telling you, stay with the Lord. He'll pay off. Oh, well, and I'm going to tell you right now, some of us paying off right now because we know the end of the story. We're going to start at verse 11. But I want you to be careful when we go through this. Huh? I love this scripture, man. It says, look how it reads, Luke 17:11. We're not going to be long with y'all. Look what it said. Now it came to pass, and as he went to Jerusalem, passed through the what? The midst of Samaria and Galilee. You know, Jesus had to did a lot of traveling then. And he was preaching. And always if you find somewhere that, that when Jesus is doing something, he's doing something out of the ordinary. You know, they don't deal with Jews. The Jews don't deal with Samaritans. You know, talking about they had bread, but he had to go to Galilee, so he had to go to Samaria to get to the Galilee. You know, and we know that's we know that they look at them and they're like they was contaminated because they was what had bread, and then they worship other gods. You know, talking about because they came out the of the family when they was stuck in Babylon when he had them in Babylon. 70 years and the interracial, they interrated in marriage and having babies, you know, talking about with different race, you know, talking about and now they weren't fully a Jew, so Jews didn't have no place for them, and that's why when you hear Samaritan, it sticks out more because Jesus, he wasn't the average person walking through, that'd be the Holy Spirit. Jesus was the one, he looked at all of us the same. And he was coming to change and break up all this prejudice, you know what I'm talking about, was running around, Brother Randy. And and his purpose was he had to die. So when he died, he didn't die just for the Jews. He died for all. And you look at the scripture one time, one scripture said, he said, no neither Jew or Greek, no neither bond or free, no either maid or maid servant. Amen. He said he died for all. You know what I'm talking about? So we can't put him in the box say he just for only our race. He's out. If someone ever, you know, I have somebody talking about what color he is. I don't get on off on all of that. You know what I'm talking about? That don't even put in my mind to go back to that Timothy. You said don't be aware when someone give you one of them unlearned questions because they're looking for a debate, brother. They want to fight over something.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Right. It ain't got nothing to do with no salvation, man. People going to hell. You up there talking about what color he is. You better know what color that blood is. You better understand what the blood is. You know what I'm talking about? Watch this here now. Now, because we can get into food now, but that ain't gonna that color ain't gonna get you no salvation. What's gonna get you salvation is your belief. You believe that he died and rose. Now, watch me when he say this. And I'm back up again. And it came to pass that he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Galilee. Look at that. And then as he entered into the certain village, there met him 10 men that was leopard and stood afar off. Help me, Holy Spirit. It was a purpose why they had to stand afar off. And we're going to look at it. And look what he did. Because if you go back and look at Leviticus over there in 13, it tells you over there about how when the leopard, when someone have leopard, they have to at least stand off 6 feet. It won't let you. They let you know before you come up to them. Let me teach you, y'all. They won't let you. Won't let you come up on them, so you won't contaminate that person. You know, they're just like today. Mm-hmm. If somebody have AIDS and it's contagious, if you touch them, or, you know, if they got to the point that they sneeze and you know they get out there real bad and they can get on you. You know what I'm talking about? But they were saying they'll holler, leper, leper, and so you wouldn't walk up on them. You know what I'm talking about? And that's a season. He didn't came by. You know what I'm talking about? He see these, and they stand afar off, and look what they did. They holler and said, and they lifted up their voice and said to Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go and show yourself unto the priest. And it should come to pass, help me, Holy Spirit, that as they went, they were clean. Oh, hold a minute. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? What it said? He said, as they were going towards the priest, walking towards the priest, they were clean. Can you imagine? Come on, walk with me for a minute. The skin. If you go back and do some study on the clus light, and it's got green stuff coming out of it, you know, talking about all of their body, you know, they're so contaminated. They're so sick that they even look like they're sick when you look at the description of it. But I love about it. They did it afar off, and he healed them from afar off too. Don't forget that now. He said, go. and go to the priest. See, the priest had to get him. And see, what the priest does, he gives him, and he do like a diagnostic, like he's a doctor, right? So what he do, he take a tile, mm-hmm. and he puts it over them. And that blood comes through that tile, and what it does, it shows them that they still is contaminated. But if it don't, mm-hmm. it shows them that they've been cleansed. This is the way how they did it back then. And then, and so they mm-hmm. put it over their lip, you know, and they put it over there, and it's kind of like a diagnostic. It ain't like a sonogram or what they call it. MRI they do now. But what it does, it covers them, and it shows them how if that person's still contaminated. But Jesus told them to go to them because that's the customer, how they can find out that they are healed. But what happened,
mm-hmm.
Reverend Henry? What happened? They were healed before they even walked.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They got to. Oh, help me, Jose.
Mm-hmm.
They were so healed. Every time I look at them, you know me, I'm just crazy. Now. I like a little help because I think about how Psalm 105, it says, seek the Lord and his strength and seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous work that he done in his the judgment of his mouth. Oh, you seed of Abraham, the servant, your children of Jacob is chosen. Look what he said. He is the Lord of our God. He is the judge of all the earth. See, when they went before Jesus, and Jesus healed them like that, they was cleansed because of his presence. They was cleansed because of what he has been. But you know what really made them clean? Because of their faith. They believed that if they could get to Jesus and could ask him for mercy. And what he did, he told them to go. And they did just what he said. They could have said, why we got to go there? Ain't you the priest? Did you say, are you the Messiah? They could have argued and everything, but they were obedient and did what what he said.
Yeah.
Turned and amen. Went to them. And I'm gonna go with my mind. I don't think they went they didn't go a block and start feeling the healing. You understand me? You ever been healed, Reverend Henry? I know you have. You ever been healed,
yes,
and then you start feeling better, and you know you can feel yourself feeling better, and what you do,
yes,
you start feeling better. You start giving thanks, God. Thank you, God, for breathing right now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
For because you know you've been on that bed one time that they wanted to give up on you, and here
yes,
you are
sir.
several years later still telling us how good he is. You know how wonderful he is. Look at how these young men here did. Look what they did. Well, I told this might not be a long lesson, but I want to let y'all look at being grateful. He said, if one of them, help me, Jose, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, help me, Holy Spirit, glorify God. And he fell down on his face at his feet. And look at this, saying to him, thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Now this brother, watch this now. He had double. He wasn't also ostracized because he was a leper. He was ostracized twice because he was a Samaritan too. But he was the one out of all the 10 turned back. He didn't go back with a little praise, Brother Randy and sisters and brothers. He was very loud and giving God thank you for what he had did. Can you imagine how many years he probably was going through this sickness? Now he looked at his skin. Now he feel a fresh. He probably feel like he was a new baby again. You know what I'm talking about? How the skin is smooth. Because when Jesus make you whole, you hold it all over. Because it's a healing.
Yeah.
No man can even describe. So when he seen this, he had to turn back and tell him how good and wonderful it was for what he had, what have got stored on him. Because I'm telling you now, that's humility now, to know to go pay respect. He could be like the other nine kept on going. The Bible says they were clean. That's what I read the scriptures. He didn't say the leper was clean. In back verse 14, it said they were cleansed. Is that right about it?
Yeah.
He said they kept on going because they heard what he said. So you can kind of say that's almost like they did what he said. He said go cleanse him. He said go back to the priest and let him tell you about yourself, right? But look at this here.
Mm-hmm.
This man couldn't do it. He turned back to the priest. all help me, Holy Spirit. He went right back to the high priest. And through the high priest, man, I must tell you right now, thank you. Because he said right here in verse 15, one of them was saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice and glory, and fell down on his feet, on his face at his feet, saying him thanks, and was Samaritan. Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
What? The nine.
Oh, the nine, yeah.
Where the nine at? Because if you look at it, he want to know why the other people didn't turn back around. He said, but this Samaritan turned back around. He didn't also just turn around. He was worshiping, praising him, thanking him for what he had just did. And then let me tell you something. Once you really been in the presence of God, you don't stand up. You fall down on your knees. What that song go? How that song go, Reverend? Falling on your knees.
Falling on my knees. Yeah, falling on my knees. I bow. Yes, sir. I can understand it better now. Here on my knees. Yes, sir.
I wish my brother was here. He put it on there for me, brother Dexter. He put it on there for me. That's a y'all need to listen. That's a worship song. Falling on my knees.
Yes, sir.
Falling down on my knees. And then what's so cool about once you really understand the song, you find out that was worship in there. He was giving thanks to him. Because he knew he wasn't worthy to stand. When you really been in a true worship and true fellowship with God, man, you don't stand on your feet. You get on your knees. And somebody know what I'm talking about, and you give him honor.
Mm-hmm.
So he put his face to the ground because he wasn't even worthy to look back up at Jesus because he wanted to give him thanks. Man, that is true great being grateful. That is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been that way, Rev? Did you just went to the altar?
Yes, sir.
Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You went there.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you humbled yourself and you said, man, I don't want to lift up my eyes to you. And look what you did, Reverend. You put your face to the ground and you raised your hand up and start praising like
Because
I know I've been here at the altar before. I've been to the altar before.
Mm-hmm.
Altar. I'm talking about sitting out there when the Spirit is high, even when in preaching.
Thank you, Jesus.
He pulled me out the pulpit one day. And had me to walk to the altar, and Brother Rand, I went on my knees. You know what I'm talking about? And when I was there, I felt a presence of God all over my body. You know, them change can happen when you don't care who's looking. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Change can happen when you don't care about what the naysayers gonna say. Man, you shouldn't do all that, man. You embarrass yourself. Man, if you knew my story, all of you knew what he did for me. If you know how he kept me when I should have been dead. If you just knew how much he kept me from harm way. Look at this here. Confession is good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, help me, home. Confession
tell
is
it,
good.
Tell it.
When the last time you
tell
confessed
it.
To the Lord? You know, tell me. See, when you've been cleansed, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That man, touched by the Holy Ghost. Man, you're not going to sit there and be, trying to fight it. You know how you say, brother, there you question the Holy Spirit. you know, question it. Now I'm gonna tell you something. Men's more they more want to fight that spirit than the women. But when a man been ready to deliver, when a man been truly full of the Holy Spirit, man, he's gonna burst out just like that woman do. You hear a woman, she's just a star hollering, but she's hollering for thanks. It's not a holler of misery. It's a holler of thanks because she's been in the presence of the Lord. It's hard to be in the presence of the Lord and been touched by him and don't give him thanks, brother. That's what happened to this brother here.
Mm-hmm.
He's seen him, and Jesus said, I thank, you know, okay, I understand, but what are the other nine? They were doing this too. But he said they are not found in return giving glory to God. So that's what we were talking about earlier, to save this stranger. That's what God does. He didn't also, look what he did, Brother Randy, he also healed him physically and spiritually because God, he said, give glory to God and save this stranger. That's what he did. He helped him spiritually and physically. And now look what the transition here. And he said unto him, arise. And go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. I know I'm right about it. It's in the book. Mess around and have faith like this. Yeah. It don't matter who you is. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever been helped and you've been in the midst and you just gave God honor? You gave all praise to God?
Oh, yes, sir.
You know, we often read it, and then we really believe it. We really believe how the Holy Spirit comes in and he helps you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, when I start thinking about how he cover us every time we come over here and try to worship with each other like we do time after time. But there's some time that God just wants you to, he wants us to lift him up. I know you hear us doing it, but God wants you to lift him up. He wants you to give him praise. You know, don't let the circumstances around you make you hinder your praise. Give him thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for all the things he has done and what he's about to do in your life. You know, he want to do some things in our life, but some things hinder us from praising him.
All right.
You know, maybe it might be the wrong person on now, or somebody might see you cry. You know, you don't want to do that for me, because somebody might say, "Well, that's too soft, man. You got soft now." But man, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell her, run to the Lord, and then when I'm in his hand, I want him to hold. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I want him to hold.
Yeah.
I want him to take out all the things in my corner of mind, what I'm thinking about now, and stay spiritual with him. So Lord, move my heart. You know, it's the time that I was ashamed to thank you, Lord. But now, Lord, I don't have no problem thanking you, Lord. I'm feeling like the Samaritan right here as I've been healed. You know what I'm talking about? And I don't want to be like the nine that Jesus said that they should have came back, but they didn't come back, brother. They didn't come back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you from my heart. I truly believe they still was healed because the book said he was healed. One thing about the book, it don't lie. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It doesn't lie. Have you ever been there? You've been in the book. And let me tell you something. For the sake of this, so we can get a real good understanding when I'm talking about this leprosy, let's go over to Leviticus right quick, if y'all don't mind. And then we can be out of here, man. The book of Leviticus is done.
All right.
Chapter 14.
Okay.
And I know you're heaven when you say amen.
Amen. First verse?
Yeah, Leviticus chapter 14 and 1. Look what it says, Rev.
Okay.
Leviticus chapter 14 and 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "This shall be the law of the lepers in the days of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priest, and then the priest shall go forth out of the camp. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the plague of the leprosy be healed in the leper. Then shall the priest mandate to take from him that is to be a cleansed two birds of alive, and cleaning in a cedar wood and scarlet of hyssop. And then the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in the earth in the vessel ran over water. And as for the living bird, he shall," look what he's doing now, "take it into the cedar wood and scarlet and hyssop, and shall dip them on the live bird, and the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water, and he shall sprinkle it on him that is to be cleansed from the lepers seven times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall set the living bird loose into the open field, and he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes and strive off all the hair, shave off all the hair, and wash him in water, that he may be clean. And after that, he shall come into the camp and shall tarry aboard out of his tent for 7 days. But it shall be on the seventeenth day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows, even all the hair shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. And look what it says, also he shall wash his flesh in water, and he shall be cleansed. And on the eighth day, he shall take a he lamb without a blemish, and one eye lamb out of the first year without a blemish. And look what he said, 3/10 dipped in fine flowers for the meal offering of mingling with oil, and one large of all. And look what he said, and the priest that maketh him clean said, present this man that is to be made clean. Look what he said, those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the priest should take one of the he lamb, I'm getting that, y'all, offering him for the trespasses of the offering and the log of the oil, and weigh them over the way offering before the Lord. And he shall slay the lamb in the place where he should kill the sin offering and the burnt offering into the holiest place. For as the sin offering is the priest, so is the trespasses it is of the Most Holy. Now, you know, I'm reading right. But you know what happened to that young man. He had to go do none of this here. This was written had to do to make him cleanse. But God, Jesus is just saying, go to the priest. As he was going, and as they went, they was all healed. They didn't have to go through this ritual. How the Jews had to heal the person had a leprosy. And I thank God for that, because see, now you don't have to look at no man. Help me, Holy Spirit. Healing can come from God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Healing can come from God. You don't have to go kill no lamb, he lamb, no owl lamb. You don't have to go kill no bird. You can go to him, because he was slain for us all. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He went before us, and he's standing before the Lord right now. Don't you know he said we have not because we ask not? Don't you know if we ask the Lord with a sincere heart, don't you know you'll be cleansed from all unrighteousness? Don't you know that day they did a wave offering. You know what I'm saying? And it was the fire was blooming, so they put their hands, they go right across the smoke and wave it, and the smoke go up to the Lord, and they want the Lord to receive their blessing. So he takes it like they put almonds in there, some myrrh, some frankincense, some smell, and go up there. And they want God to smell the offering. But what we do today? Yes, sir. What smell are we giving God? What offering are we giving God? See, our offering with God today, my brothers and sisters, is that we come together like we do right now and worship him and thanking him.
Yeah.
You know, he wants us to wave at him like this, so, sisters and brothers. When the last time you lift up to the Lord and give him thanksgiving, it's the day. It's a good day to give God thanksgiving. Now, I can imagine they had, and the Jews know how to do it. They had a way to put it out there like this, but God had a better plan. He healed them before they even went on. But they faith, that's why I love about it. His faith had made them whole. Because he was, watch this here. Jesus is the high priest. Yeah, Melchizedek came in the order of him. But Jesus was the high priest. Well, you can tell because look what he did. Look how he did it. Leper had to go. Blind had to go. The man had a body and he couldn't walk. Something was wrong with his hand and feet. He could be made whole. He was God in the flesh. But he did something that never had been happened before. And they look what they did, Rabbi. Look what they did, Rabbi. They all got on board.
Yeah,
they all got in. And then when they got in, you know what I'm talking about? Look what they did. Like us. I'm talking about we getting on board. That we found them at the right time. The Bible said that if we believe that God sent his son down, you hear me? It should not have perished, right? Because you know why we won't perish? Because we believe because he rose. Not just because he just came down here to just wave his hand. He did some miraculous thing that have never been done. He got out that grave. He got out that grave so you and I can have access to the Father. Me and you and whoever want to call on to the death, burial, and resurrection, we believe that he really died. He didn't faint. He died. They wanted to give him a proper burial. They wanted to go see was he still there. But no, he wasn't because he rose. He rose with all power. Then they wanted to plot over him. They wanted to plot up and say that someone stole him. You know, someone stole him. He didn't die. But now we know
he
showed his face. He showed his face over over 50, when I was over 500 men, let them know there was evidence that he had rose. He even showed himself to the disciples. Thomas them doubted him. Except I put my hand in the side that I'll believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gave him something. He said, man, they couldn't touch him because he had went up. But he gave him some understanding that he let them see him and let them see that the holes in his side, in his hand, that he was what? He had risen. I don't know about you. If you ain't never thought about nothing, thank God for your salvation. Thank him for what
yes,
he has
sir.
Gave you. Because a lot of folks are struggling right now, don't know which way they're going to go. Somebody knows, somebody right now, probably on the phone right now, don't know if they leave right now, they probably have a problem which way they're going to go. Is they going to go to heaven or they going to hell? And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to have that struggle. All you got to do is believe. Hey, you're not going to get this thing overnight. You're not going to understand this thing overnight. This thing is a process, man. Some of us have been walking this thing just a short time. Some of us have been working for a long time. But let me tell you, we still stumble, hit our heads sometimes. But I'm telling you, remember, it ain't how you fall. It's how you get back on up. That's why I love
yes,
that.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. And when Jesus told him to get up, he said, arise and go thy way. He said, thy faith made thee whole. That's where we at today. Once you go to God and thank him for all the things he has brought you out of. Somebody used the old songwriter, brought me out of darkness and put me in that marvelous light. Now I got access to him now. I don't have to go to the priest because he broke the veil. Now I can go to him for myself and say, Lord, I want you to come in my life. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to help me, you know, watch this Reverend here. I want you to help me walk. You know what I'm talking about? In the way that you want me to walk. And I'm gonna tell you something. If you just take time out and get some time in the Word, read them sometime. And I'm gonna tell y'all right now, because there's a lot of people I know come on here faithfully. I'm telling you, you're doing a lot of reading now. You know what I'm talking about? You're doing a lot more reading than most saints that go to church every day. Because we're going through the Scripture. It ain't all about philosophizing. It ain't all about giving you a good story. We take you to the Word of God. And the Word of God was convicts the man's heart. Why would we condemn and God don't condemn? Why would we want to put somebody somewhere that we don't have access to? Not one of them. Only God got that key. We should be the one teaching them and preaching to them, telling them, man, try Jesus, man. Stay with it, man. Stay with it. Just stay with it. I know. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Have you ever got better in your life, brother? Have you really got better in your life?
Yeah.
You've been around long enough to know that he'll turn around. And when he turns around, you must give him thanks. He owes
that's
that.
That's it.
When the last time you just really thanked the Lord? I know you can think about what happened in 62 and 49 and 54. And, you know, what have you done in 2021? Oh, I know, right? Have you been some on time to you? Have you did some on time for you? You know what I'm talking about? We got some new testimonies now because he gave us new mercy. You hear that song?
Yes, sir.
Great is thou faithfulness.
Faithfulness, yes,
great
sir.
Great is thou faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercy I see. Come on, brother. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Great is thou faithfulness. Yeah.
Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see, thou changest not, thy compassion faileth not. As thou hast been, thy will forever be. Great is thy faithfulness.
Yes.
Great is thy faithfulness. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Morning by morning. Yeah, I'll tell you that. I ain't going to tell you that. So you're going to
New mercy. New mercy.
New
mercy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that other song real. I love the Lord. The Whitney Houston version of it. She said, I love the Lord.
Man, yeah. Yeah,
man. Can you get that? Can you get the Whitney Houston version of it? Because she slowed it down a little bit.
I love the Lord.
Yeah.
He heard my prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And the pity. Lord, I
Yes, sir. You've been so. Hey, man, we ain't on the back line, man. We on the front line, man. We've been messing around. Hey, Rev, I want to add this in there, Rev. Please let me add this in there. There was five things, five blessings that I'm seeing here, right? I got to point it out because it's been a little while since I've been to it. Five things. They recognize their need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They show humility. They cry for mercy. Mm-hmm. And they use perseverance and believe and obey. He heard their needs and met all of it. He heard their needs and met them.
Mm-hmm.
And think what he did. And he healed all of them. You know,
praise the Lord.
Don't never get it twisted. I know one came back, but he healed all of them. I don't know about you when he do this, because when you do this, because that's why God said, let your life so shine before man that he may be seen your glory, your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Give thanks to God. Don't reject what God has done for you like you've done it. It was him.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, when you shout, Brother Reverend Heeman, your lungs are free now. You can do
thank
like
you,
him
Lord.
Allow for
thank you, Jesus.
You can sing. You got a free heart now. You can worship him, Reverend Heeman.
Yes,
and you showed the humility because you said, I just want to be around the brothers. Don't you know what? Don't you know it's a central that we do true worshiping. It's a central that we do this, and we do it in the spirit, not in lifting ourselves up that we might sing good or we might go over the scriptures a little bit. But no, there because it's mercy. He's in the midst.
Mm-hmm.
He came
thank
in,
you,
my
Jesus.
Brother, and he allowed. He allowed a little time on his busy schedule to sit in on us today and hear
thank
us
you,
lifting up. We got to kiss him this morning. Oh, hear me, Holy
Spirit.
We got to lift him up. How do you feel when you get on your knees and then you go with deep praise to him? Oh, have you been there lately? Got on your knees physically.
Sir.
But then when you spiritually detach yourself from your physical body and then got a straight praise. You didn't care about nothing was there. They said, today I'm just going to lift them up. Today I'm just going to give thanksgiving. I won't leave y'all with that. We got to be thankful for what he has done,
sir.
What he's doing in our
thank
life.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't never take it for granted. Be thankful and give God thanks. Don't look at your resume. Don't look at how you just missed that cover. You almost ran over. Don't miss the person you might want to cuss, he held you on and made you thought about it. Think about how he's strengthening you right now to lean to you, to him, and not your own understanding. Keep the Lord with you. Trust him today.
Yeah.
Hold on to him. And we often say this, if it was something said, you didn't understand. If it's something you want us to go over, we will. If you need prayer, you can get it. But one thing we ask, come to Jesus. Why is this time?
Yes, sir.
Make up your mind and serve the Lord.
Because
we find
out
the old writer says, serving the Lord, it will pay off after a while. Trust me, it's going to be after a while, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be after a while to know the man before you get absent out the body. Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Get to know him. Get to know him. It's all right to do a 180. Yeah. Stop. When you stop at that 180, you ask God for some strength. Because you better believe me. Nobody never told you. The adversary, he don't mind losing. He'll keep coming every day. He'll put something in your plate. Once you stop having an encounter with the adversary, is the devil we call him, you better watch how close you're walking with him. You better watch out how close you're walking with him. Because you either sometime going in, or sometime going out.
Yes.
Come on in. Come on in. Come on, who that one come? Who won't come in? Who that one come in? Somebody hit the. What you do, Red?
Oh, not me, sir.
Oh, okay. God bless y'all. We again, we always stand. If anybody need a prayer, anybody want to wave their hand, or anybody want to give thanks, it is at this time.
Amen.
All you have to do is hit the one button one time.
Amen.
We'll get doing it there.
Thank you, Lord.
And now we'll pray and have God's strength, you know.
All right. I want to give thanks to God for this lesson today. Thank the Lord for always supplying the needs, what we need. No matter what it is, he supplies. Sometimes we need correction, and God supplies it. Sometimes we need remembrance. God supplies it. Sometimes he has to remind us what he's already done. Sometimes he has to remind us, you know, that he's a covenant God. If you do this for me, I'll do this for you. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank him for hearing us and supplying our needs, you know, when we cry, when we lift him up on this morning broadcast. He comes in, you know. I just want to continually thank him for that, because he don't have to do that. You know? He don't have to show the favor that he's showing. So I want us to always recognize the favor of God and his omnipresence with us, his Holy Spirit with us, his guidance with us, how he leads us and blesses us to follow, you know, through the comments, through the passing in of scripture, through the inspirational word he gives. I just want to thank him for all of it. I just want to thank God for the endurance, you know, blessing the teacher and the teach word, you know, and the revealing of it, you know, because when we're more thankful, you know, we're less complaining. When we're more thankful, and when we're praying more, you know, when we're praying more for the one that's delivering, you know, because there are obstacles to go through. You know, I know you hear him say, you know, it takes a lot to do this day in and day out. You know, you have your job on one hand, you have evil spirits working through people on another hand. You have the thoughts, you know, you have the adversary lurking in the air, evil imps. You have all that to deal with. And I'm thankful to God that he supplies. He don't leave us alone, but he supplied those needs. You know, things may not be going as well as you want them to be, but look at, you woke up this morning and closed in your right mind.
Yeah.
And we need to tell him thankful. You know, you may be in a storm, but you ain't in there by yourself, because God carrying us through the storm. So we ought to tell him thankful. And we know the end of the story, so we need to just tell him thankful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So, yeah, I just want to thank God for blessing us another day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Blessing us. It's even a blessing just to come together and be on one accord. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
To come and reason together and just wanting God to be glorified, that's a blessing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So I just want to recognize that. Tell all of you that I love you, and God bless you. Keep praying for each other, one another.
Yeah,
and we can continue to do the things that are pleasing in his sight. In Jesus' name.
Mm. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. I look at it again, you know, I'm just It was an incurable disease by man. Incurable. Jesus healed him, man. And
thank
man
you,
couldn't stop. He couldn't keep on going. He stopped and turned around and said, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Gave that. I'll tell you what. Wow, what he done for you to turn back to give him thanks. Are you grateful?
Yeah, that's it, man.
What's gratitude to your life? You know, nobody never talks to nothing. Somebody do something for you. Go back and say thank you. You know, go back and tell
thank
them thank you,
Jesus.
You don't worship the individual, but you worship God.
That's it.
When I
that's
said,
it.
You don't worship the individual, you worship God. You lift God up for every
that's
good
it.
Thing he have done. He done a lot of good things.
Good.
So, thank
perfect.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, so, thank
sir.
You.
Still doing.
Mm-hmm. Reverend, that's pretty good.
Yes, sir.
I guess we didn't have it then. I guess everybody did a fast break. Everybody good?
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. I see Brother D hit the one button.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, my brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Brother D, glad to be back with you guys again. Another good, great message. And, you know, I was listening to you, my brothers. You were saying we should give thanks. I just want to tell the Lord thank you for what he's already done and what he's doing. I thank you for the prayers for my auntie. I want you guys to know that she's home.
Yes.
Serves you went well. She's home.
Yes.
The Lord is good.
Lord.
We want to ask God to continue to bless. And in the process of asking God to continue to bless, we want to ask God to continue to bless our speaker. You know, there's some people don't understand. I have to conduct it 7 days a week for myself.
Yeah,
I have
God
to orchestrate it and conduct it 1 day a week for man.
Yes,
and it's a lot of work involved in it. So
yes, Lord.
Those that don't know, just imagine how much work is involved in it, doing it 5 days a week for man. So we truly want to ask the Lord to continue to bless Brother Eric as he get up every morning. You know, and bring the word of God to man. Like I said, I have to go through it 1 day a week. And it can be a toll. Sometimes I ask the Lord, I said, what am I going to speak on today? What am I going to go on with today? My mind go 1,001 ways. Sometimes I only settle on what I'm going to speak on a minute or two before I come on air. So I can just imagine what it's like to do it 5 days a week and when I do it for self, when I'm talking to the Lord for self, it's a difference when I'm talking to mankind in reference to God Almighty. So we want to ask the Lord to continue to bless my brother, to continue to give him the strength to continue. Keep it on.
Thank you, Jesus. Stop blessing, man. Keep praying for us, man.
It's work. Yes, it is, man. It's work. I had a young lady come on Tuesday with us, and I couldn't stop shouting all day, said that her son, 19 years old, comes over and said, Mama said, you need to listen at this. Said, Brother Dog don't just have the foolishness. Said, he's got a gospel session that come on Tuesday. And her son came in with us. Her son had been listening. She was going to start listening.
God bless you, God. God bless him, man. That's how he does it.
He's a wonderful. Yes,
thank
he is.
Bible said, if man will lift up on earth, he'll draw all men unto him.
I'll draw all men. And I tell you guys all the time, I'm just dumb enough to believe in the word. I'm just that dumb. I'm not trying to smarten up, you know. I just truly believe in what God said. We had a Brother Eric did a prayer for my auntie last week.
God bless
and
you, man.
Prayed. And I got a call yesterday. She told me the doctor came in the room and said, well, we're going to release you today. You can go home.
My
God allowed her oldest child to come down, stay 2 weeks with her. And they tagging out. It's like they tag teaming now. But one leave, another one is coming. So God is just good, and we just want to just continue to tell God, thank you.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do it. Reverend Harry didn't have to do it.
That's right.
So glad that he did. Didn't have to do it.
Well, that's it, too.
So glad. Yes, it is.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know what, man? Y'all going to be mad at me, man. Y'all going to be mad at me. It was a certain part of this healing that went on, Brother B. In the process of healing it, but it was a certain part that God gave to me when I was studying this a long time ago. You know, I studied this a long time ago about this leprosy, right? Because, you know, we was doing through some things back, but been some years back, man. And he drew me to this uncurable disease, you know what I'm talking about? And Jesus healed these young men, you know what I'm talking about? And every time I read something, he always revealing something. Every time I read, I read this thing, and look what he done again, you know what I'm talking about? But I had said something in my teaching, but it's in the book, though, Reverend. Brother D, can I do it, man? I know I'm wrong, but can I go through it, man? I got to go through it, man. It's just a seed, man. You know, if you can't stay, we can understand. But I must put this album on the air. You know, it's a teaching.
Bring it on, man. Bring it on.
It's in Leviticus. It's in Leviticus. You're right. It's in Leviticus, chapter 13, and beginning at verse 44. And this is what really when Jesus was pointing to the leper. Excuse me, y'all. Was pointing to the lepers and told them what to do. And I had said it, Reverend, but I knew it was in the book. It's been a while since I read it, you know. And then God showed it to me, and he showed it to me. Boy, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he showed it to us, Reverend. You hear me?
Leviticus.
You know, a lot of us don't like to go. I'm just using it because Jesus used it. You know what I'm talking about? If Jesus can use the word of God, we can use the word of God. He told him to go show yourself to the priest. Now, this is what he was talking about. He said it because it was customary for them to do this. 13, Leviticus 13:44. And I'm saying, if you got to leave, you know, I can understand. We're going to be praying. I got to get it out, man. I can't just leave it like that, Ref and Brother D. I just can't leave it like that. He said
13:44?
Yes, sir. He is a leper man. He is unclean. The priest shall pronounce other clean and plague him in his hand, in his head. Remember I said it earlier, Reverend? Y'all know, you know, remember I said it earlier? The priest, that's why they were doing right, going to the priest. But they was healed before they even got to the priest. I'm not going to go back on this. I just want you to hear where I'm going, though. and the leper in whom the plague is his clothes should be rent. And his head bare, and he shall put over, look, we said, cover his upper lip. Remember I said that? And shall cry unclean. Well, help me, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, that we know what I love about God. He ain't going to let us like no fool, Reverend and Brother D. He ain't going to let us like no fool.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Word, man. You know, I know what he told me. He told me the Holy Ghost will bring it back to your remembrance. I believe that. Okay, how old you get? It'll bring it back to your remembrance. He said, all the days wherein the plague should be in him, and he shall be defiled, and he is unclean. He shall dwell, we said, alone, without the camp, and shall be in his habitation. What is this? The garment also that is pledged of the leper is in, whether it be wool garment or linen garment, whether it be in the wrap or the wolf, of the linen, or woolen, or whether it's in the skin, or anything made of skin. Look what it said. And if this plague be green, remember I told you how it looked? Greenish and reddish in the garment. Look what it said. Now, if the skin, either the wrap of the wool or anything of the skin, it is a plague of lepers. That's where you go. Remember, I'll tell you about it. They wrap me and they come through there, it tells them they got the leper. But if it don't come through it, that means they don't have the leper. Help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for it. And he showed it. I'm happy, man. I just love the Bible, man. Y'all hold on. I just love the Bible, man. Then when they start unfolding things, man. Because you hear what I said? Because I get, man, I just thank God for the Bible, man. You know why? Because he don't make it a lie. But what you do, like you say, you do on the days you do, you do it more than one day. But when you just do it for, probably you do it like open it like you said, but you do it every day. But let me tell you something, brother. When you're expressing God's love, He's not gonna make you like him, fool, man. He's gonna let you back it up with scripture. He's gonna let you back it up with scripture, and that's why I know I read it, but my mind wasn't wrapped up because, like you said, I don't come prepared, but I just come with what God get from me. And I said, well, I guess we'll talk about that. The leper should be shown unto the priest. Y'all see that? That's what Jesus told me to do. The leper should be shown unto the priest. And the priest should look up on the plague. And shut it up and have a plague for 7 days. And he said, what? Look on that plague, and on the seventh or 15th day, if that plague be spread in the garment, either in the wrap or the wool, or what he said, or the skin, or any work that is made in skin, the plague or feather, the leper is unclean. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to get home. I know it's in the book. And he said, therefore, burn them garments, whether a wrap or a wool, a willing, a linen, or anything of skin wherein the plague is, for it is of the feather of leprosy, right? It should be burnt in the fire. And look at it. The priest said, what? Look, and behold, the plague be not spread in the garment, not spread it in the garment. Either it is wrapped in the wool or the anything of the skin. Then the priests of command that they wash the things wherein in the plague. It is he should shut up. That's what he said, right? For 7 days more. See, they did what they were doing back then, Brother D? They were quarantining back then, wasn't it?
Quarantining. It was. But what did the word say? The word said there's nothing what? Nothing new. Under the sun.
If the priest, verse 56, I'm sorry, y'all, I just had to get it out. I can't just leave it like this. And if the priest look,
the word of God.
And if the priest look and behold the plague be somewhat darkened after the washing of it, then shall rend it out of the garment and out of the skin and out of the wrap and out of the wool, and if it appears still in the garment, either in the wrap or in the wool, or of anything of the skin, it should be separated. Plague. That's what he said. Now, and then thou shalt burn that which wherein in the plague is with fire, and the garment, either wrap of a hoof, and whatsoever things of the skin it be. Which thou still wash, if thy plague be departed from them. Then it should be washed the second time. They had some stuff they had to go through. Look there, and it shall be clean. Mm-hmm. This is the law of the plague of the leper, and the garment, and the woolen, and the linen, and either the wrap or the hoof, or anything of skin pronounced, it is what clean, or to what, or to pronounce is unclean. That's why they had to go back. I had to get that out. I'm sorry, man. I had to get it out. I just feel comfortable believing it like that. They had to get it out. Jesus knew that's why, help me, Holy Spirit. You have to be more kind. Can y'all bear me about 4 minutes? Help me, Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said he didn't come to change the law. He comes to fulfill the law. Help me, Holy Spirit. Look what he revealed to me. He said, hey, that, y'all don't believe me? Let's go to Matthew, what he said again. Was that Matthew 5? Is that Matthew 5? Am I right about it? Because I won't be... Boy, I should have left the thing alone, man. Is it Matthew 5, man? Is that right? Is that Matthew 5? Mm-hmm. Y'all wouldn't? There you go. Matthew 5 and 17, right? Matthew 5, 17. He said, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. Watch this again. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. Just that key stuff now. And I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, watch this here. Look how God just revealed to me again with this lesson, Reverend, and brothers and sisters. Look how he revealed to me. He showed us that he told them about the law. They know the law, brother. Because he got some naysayers on the sideline looking, too. What he going to do now? Now he going to heal them now. You know what he told them to do? Go back and show yourself the priest. Because he knows that's what they're supposed to. The priest at that time, the only one to say if they clean or not. And he's going to take them through this ritual to see if they clean or not. All these 7 days, taking the garment off, burning it up, re-put it back on you again. You know, these are things they had to go through the process to find out if they clean or not. But Jesus wants them to go back because they know the law. But then one man said he broke the law then. Did he break the law? Because he said, man, I'm healed. I didn't have to see the priest. I didn't have to go to the priest to go through all this ritual. I'm healed. My skin ain't reddish no more. It ain't greenish no more. And I don't have to cover my lips no more and stay unclean. Because I've been healed. So I'm going to leave it alone, y'all, because I keep on going. But, boy, I'm telling you.
Well, brother, he said it all.
I know it.
Eric, he said it all at the very end of 17 when he said, I am not come to destroy. That stopped their thoughts right there.
That stopped
all thoughts. And that's what they were hoping he was coming. But he said, I came to fulfill, not destroy, but to fulfill. He stopped all thoughts right there. Yeah.
That's it.
But you know, he was entitled to do that. He was able to do that, my brother. Why? Because he knows man thoughts. So he knows what they're thinking before they thought it. he know what they were thinking before they could thought it. Yes. Aren't you glad you know the Lord for yourself? That's all I can tell, man. Aren't you glad you know him for yourself? I've said it many times and I'll say it again. There's nothing you can go in a drugstore and buy that can make you feel this good. Aren't you glad you know him for yourself? There's no medication you can buy that can do what God can do.
Well, you're awesome, man. Well, I should have did that, Brother D. You know I love God. I'm going to know how to get out of here, y'all, because, my mind going somewhere else. Hey, brother, we didn't start at your time, you know, my time. We didn't start at 7 o'clock in the morning and then get off about 7 or 8 o'clock the next morning. I mean, evening.
Talk about
God.
We was on the back line. We went way longer. When you truly love what you're doing and you love who you love, that's him. I'm like, Rev, there's something about this God of mine. One word is all it takes to get the conversation back going again and kindle the fire back up. You know, that's all it takes. It's just one. It's all it takes. And you jump right back into it. That's all it takes.
I'm feeling some kind of way right now, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all.
Name of Jesus.
Keep revealing things, man. I done read this thing several times, brother. You know, just keep revealing things, man. Just, man. Let me leave that alone. Jesus Christ, man. We got to find some way to keep serving him, man. We got to find some kind of way to keep serving him, man. And it's a good time to serve him right now while you're still able and still got the activities of the Lamb to give thanks. So we're going to say this, man, you know, y'all pray for us, Ben. Some of you, you know, I don't have no sense when I get anywhere. I can go all day when I really can. But I'm going to tell you this, just for the sake of the, we know we do got things we have to do in this day. We just ask y'all to just, you know, to be God's will for us to be tomorrow. Y'all keep us in prayer, you know. Keep us in prayer that we always be a good steward of his word, you know. And watch this here, and love one another like he said. That's one of the commandments he gave us. He said it's the greatest of all the other ones. You love him with all your mind, all your strength. And let me tell you something. When you're thinking about that, he didn't leave it there. He said, even love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, these are the greatest ones. All the others are good, but these are the greatest. So that tells me love goes a long ways, man. Love got us on this. Love got us 5 days a week over here. Love got us, some of us, 7 days a week. You know, and I'm going to tell you something. Love keeps you, and it hides a multitude of sins. If, especially when it's sincere.
Yeah. Yeah,
prayer lips say anything, Brother D. Prayer lips say anything, Brother D. But when it's sincere, you know, God answers a lot of things, man.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get out the way, man, and let somebody else get something else.
I just want to thank God this morning, listening to you, brother.
Mm.
You say love goes, you say love goes a long way.
Mm.
A song came to my heart. I was thinking deep and thin.
Yeah, brother, awesome.
From the peaceful shore.
Yeah.
Very deeply stained within.
Yeah.
Seeking to rise no more.
Brother,
but
master.
The master.
Yeah. Love lifted me.
From the water lifted me. Now say, am I? Love lifted me.
That's it. That's it. Yeah.
When nothing else could help. Love
lifted me. Yes, sir. I like that. That's old school, though. Yes, sir.
Love lifted me.
Mm.
When nothing else could help. Love lifted
me. I like that, sir. Yeah, it was him. It was his love that lifted us. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about you read verse 5 and 17, but the Holy Spirit gave me Matthew 5 and 16 this morning.
Uh-huh. Oh, God bless you. Yeah.
Your
oh, God bless you, man.
Shine for me. Yeah.
I like
told
that.
Me I was, he told me we were light bearers.
Uh-oh. Watch it
we
now.
We were light bearers. Yeah. He told us to let our light shine. We bear a light.
For who?
That all man could see. Let your light shine before me.
Mm. Mm. Help me, Holy Spirit.
I just want to thank God this morning. Thank you for blessing my family.
Mm.
I was on. He allowed me to make it to work this morning. Thank you for allowing me to make it to work this morning. Thank you for the job.
Mm. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Like Rev. Henry was saying, the more you thank him, the more you have to thank him for. Put food on my table, put clothes on my back, put a roof over my head.
Uh-oh.
He gave me health and strength. But he gave me a gift. He gave me his son.
Yes, he did.
I want to tell him thank you.
Yeah. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Thank you for the light. Thank you for the light. Because he first loved me. He chose me. I didn't choose him. He chose me. One day, he knew I was going to turn. And he said, Earl, watch your turn. Go strengthen your brother. Songwriter said, I believe I'll run on. I'll run on. See what the end is going to be. And I thank him this morning. I thank him for you, brothers. I thank him for Blog Talk Radio. I just thank him this morning. Done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. But he took all my sins away.
All right, now.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Praise God. What we're gonna do, and we're gonna give God, we're gonna thank God for the Holy Spirit and all the things that went up to him too, brothers and sisters. And just thank God for his spirit that he's always here. Thank him for the lesson, thank him for the testimonies, thank him for the praise and songs. Because he said, make a joyful noise, all ye land. Come before him with this here, with thanksgiving. Yeah. You know, I love that part. If you keep one part of that scripture, it says, we not our own self. We didn't make our own self. How are we going to sit up there and think we something? You said, live up your voice. Live up your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to tell you, everybody, we're going to make way, you know. And let's pray, man, before we leave. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come thanking you, Father God, for all the words and the testimonies that went up. We thank you for the ones that came out. They want to take a little time to be in the Word with you, Lord. We just ask you to strengthen us as we travel these highways and byways, whether it's in an automobile, Lord, whether even in a big old rig, Lord, whether it's in a spiritual walk, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be better stewards of your money that you give us, Lord, and better stewards of the life that you give us as well, Lord. Lord, bless our families, Lord. That are going in and coming out with this corona, Lord. Bless Sister Marion, Lord, in her recovery. Lord, bless anyone that have to do an operation at this time, too, as well. Cover them, Lord. Keep them babies and watch over them, too, Lord, and their kids to be with her as she goes through the time of recovering, Lord. Lord, they pray for our church members, Lord. Some of our church members have been tested positive, Lord. Lord, you're there. She's going to go to heal, Lord. With the corona, Lord. We know you're a healer, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, from your heart, Lord, shine on this powerful disease, Lord. We ask you to cover all over, not just in Texas, but the whole world, Lord. Cover us, Lord, with your healing, Lord. Lord, whatever you're doing with this corona, Lord, and you speaking to us, Lord, let it be through the power of your spirit that we get the understanding. And don't blame nobody, Lord, but just give you the honor and glory. We love you, Lord. We find out that when praises go up, blessings come down. Lord, we just ask you to speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord, as we try to do the will. Speak to us, Lord, as we try to do your will, Lord. Speak, Lord, because we find out that when you come in and talk to us, it helps. So help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Help us. We come to you. We thank you, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, if anything was said, misunderstood, anything was presented wrong, we just ask you, Father God, to touch the heart of your people, Lord. Lord, bless your servant, Lord, that you give strength to try to do these things time after time, Lord. Cover us, Lord, that we do this in unison, Lord, with love, peace, and honor. And we ask all this in the name of power of Jesus Christ, man, we pray. Amen and amen. Oh, he's good. He's good, brother. You know what? I just want to be touched. You know,
I've been through enough to know that when it's all over, I'll still be standing. I don't care what you're going through today. That's all you need to ask God to do for you.
Touch me, Lord.
I don't care what the doctor says. All you need is just one. You just need God to touch you.
Touch me, Lord.
I know I'm not much. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
touch me, Lord.
Sometimes I feel so unworthy. I'll never be very much.
I'll never be very much. Oh, no.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until the hands of Jesus come,
Lord,
and reach out and touch me. You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I look down at my feet.
Look down at my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got. I've been praying.
I've been praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I kept on praying. Oh, yes, I did. You know I kept on praying. Yeah, Lord. And just a few days ago,
just a few days ago,
touch me.
I was lost in despair.
Lord, touch.
I needed a touch
please
of the Lord.
Touch me.
I looked all around me.
I looked all around me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Touch me.
But no hope for me.
No hope for me.
Could be found.
Could be found.
And here's what I've done. I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I'm praying and praying.
Praying.
I'm praying and praying. Oh, I've been praying. Yes, I have.
Touch me.
I can talk right.
Touch me.
If you touch me.
If you touch me.